Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archie Podcast Season 4.
Saison 4, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant,
now,
lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archie.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's a pleasure to see you again in season 4 of Comme d'Archie episode 7 with a brief presentation of the French architect's office Arnaud et Delrue and above all, their typical projects of ordinary architecture of high quality, which reinvest the field of stone constructions, a presentation in their own words. Claire Arnaud and Philomène Delrue met at the École nationale d'architecture Paris-Val-de-Seine, where they carried out numerous projects together until their diploma project on the theme of earthen self-building, and more particularly on the techniques of BTC, compressed earth bricks, for the creation of a school and a cooperative for the production of manioc in Abobo-Baoulé, a township of Abidjan in Côte d'Ivoire. As part of this project, they went to Côte d'Ivoire in 2014 and again in 2015 to work with the village chiefdom and the inhabitants in building the program. After graduating, Claire Arnaud and Philomène Delrue obtained their certification as full-service leader of the design-build process, HMONP, and worked in Parisian agencies. In 2017, motivated by a common desire to undertake sustainable and virtuous projects, they decided to found the Arnaud et Delrue Architecture Agency and worked to develop projects closer to their ethics. The construction project of 16 senior housing units in Montbonvillers in eastern France marked the start of the agency's adventure. This first public contract is a dual project owner, a community of communes, and the social landlord Vivest. And this is a project that requires the reinvestment and development of new housing. The program calls for the reinvestment and upgrading of a former industrial mining site in a small rural community. The plot is highly constrained by uneven and polluted soil, as well as by the density of housing imposed by the project owners. The agency proposes to build the houses in two strips around the central planted area, allowing the future inhabitants to meet. The dwellings are developed in an L-shaped typology and open onto a patio. The patio, facing south, creates a space and an extra room for these small individual houses. Claire and Philomène were keen to develop projects that will be durable and comfortable for future residents, and chose stone for the envelope of the houses. The walls of the dwellings therefore consist of a 1.13 meter base in sandblasted concrete, followed by a 2.26 meters elevation in solid Noyon limestone. The interior insulation is made of wood fiber, the exterior joinery is made of wood, and the interior flooring is made of marmoleum. Organic and geosourced materials have been integrated as much as possible into this economically constrained operation. The single slope roofs are made of terracotta tiles and blend in with the village houses. The dimensioning of the dwellings was also the subject of a specific treatment, and in particular by the drawing of generous open spaces and beautiful heights under ceiling, as well as by the work of the proportions. For Arnaud et Delrue, architecture creates phenomena. These phenomena are perceived by the human organism. They are stimulated by vision, hearing, touch, and olfactory sensitivity. This is why the agency is sensitive to the work of order, measure, proportion, scale, limits, light, matter and color, which they try to compose and balance in order to create ambiences and emotions. It is a question of arousing the senses. The operation is now in the construction phase and should be delivered at the end of the year. At the same time, the Arnaud et Delrue agency is working with architect Pascal Delrue, Philomène's father, on the development of a construction project for a 1,000 square meters community facility in Longeville-en-Barrois, a small rural commune located in the Meuse region of eastern France. The project, to be delivered in 2019, is intended to house a multi-activity room, an office, association rooms, changing rooms, a clubhouse, and a caretaker's flat. The project is located on the edge of a football and athletics field built by Pascal Delrue a year earlier. Through this project, Claire and Philomène benefited from Pascal Delrue's experience in developing public operations in Lorraine and his expertise in solid stone construction. This experience reinforced the two partners' desire to build a sustainable architecture. Although obvious, the notion of the inscription of architecture in time is one that they feel is increasingly neglected. The preservation of the built environment as well as the quality of the heritage of the territories are driving forces in their practice. The architectural project should not be considered as a product, but as the construction of a transmissible heritage. It is this notion of heritage that was worked on in the Longeville-en-Barrois project, where a square plan organized around a patio concentrates all the elements of the program. Built in solid load-bearing stone, large monoliths of limestone measuring almost 3 meters rise up and are arranged on each facade to create a boundary, an enclosure for interior use. The hard stone base, a travertine, protects the limestone elevation. The reflection is at the service of the project. The agency is committed to the production of an architecture of lasting quality, outside of personal interest or passing fashions. It is a question of concentrating efforts and means towards a relevant operational response, without superfluity, the guarantee of a meaningful architecture. For each of these operations, the examination of the context was a design tool. Any architectural intervention takes place in a complex physical and human environment. For them, the examination of this environment is a tool for reflection and design of the project. It is a question of understanding the complexity and singularities of each territory in order to adapt to the needs and propose relevant local intervention strategies. It is not enough to grasp the context in order to design a project. Giving a relevant and committed interpretation is an essential objective. Today, the agency continues to develop with new construction and rehabilitation projects. Members of the Movement for Happy and Creative Frugality, the two partners are involved in the themes of the valorization of organic and geosourced materials in the act of building, and more particularly in the construction of solid stone, a material in which they have developed an expertise. Claire and Philomène are confident and positive about the future. Even if they regret and deplore the lack of investment on the part of public policies to take real measures in the field of construction, they wish to maintain their requirements and their faith in building a sustainable and harmonious built environment. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archie in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.